Please state your name for the record.
Scott Summers.
And do you know why you're here, Mr. Summers?
I'm here to get Wolverine sent back to wherever the hell he came from.
Oh?
Yeah, this whole thing is a sham. You know it, I know it. There's no reason why we need to keep up the charade.
So these two are getting married just so that Logan can stay in the country, and it's bullshit.
What evidence do you have that supports this?
I mean, look at them. Wolverine is this old creep who can't die, so what does he do? He coerces some girl who's barely legal and emotionally fragile to help him stay in the country. He tells her that they'll always be together, that she doesn't have to be afraid anymore. But, oh wait, there's just one catch. They have to get married because he's an illegal alien and a threat to national security.
Your story is starkly different from everyone else's.
Yeah, well, they try to see the best in Logan. I see him for who he really is. A jerk who's more trouble than he's worth.
And does your stance on this matter have anything to do with the fact that Logan has made advances toward your wife?
No. Jean and I have been married for a while. Nothing and no one can come between us. He's just dangerous. He doesn't need to be here, around the children, causing unnecessary trouble.
Thank you, Mr. Summers. Your input is much appreciated.
Question number one. Can you tell me how Ms. Stancanto and Mr. Smith met?
Dude, I was hoping you'd ask. I love, and I mean absolutely puffy, sparkly, pink heart love this story. See, there was Rogie out on her own, bopping around the frozen north, and then she walks into this bar. Don't give me that look, she was just drinking water. And there, fighting in a cage, was Wolverine. Huh? Oh, you know, a cage. Not like a strip club cage, like a fight club cage. Anyway, just take it as given. There's a cage. So, Rogie just sees this gorgeous hunk of manliness stripped down to the waist in those super tight jeans, back and shoulders all bulging, sweat trickling down his spine, and... Wait. What was the question again?
Question number two. What sort of commonalities do Ms. Dancanto and Mr. Smith have?
What do they have in common? Absolutely nothing. Rogue is a delightful, intelligent, sensitive young woman with a bright future ahead of her. And Logan is a rough, rude, pig-headed brute of a man with no past to speak of and fewer prospects. He has nothing behind him but a string of one-night stands and violent encounters. And he has pursued everything in a skirt. This alleged relationship is a sham and a disaster.
Question number three. When did the relationship between Ms. Dancanto and Mr. Smith become romantic?
I believe the cohabitation began in March of last year. Yes, I distinctly remember assisting Rogue with the boxes, shortly before St. Patrick's Day. She was so happy that day. Just a delight to see. And Logan was delighted too, in his rather understated way. As for any more intimate matters, I would absolutely not presume to speculate.
Question number four. What attracted Ms. Dancanto and Mr. Smith to each other?
What attracted them to each other? Have you seen his body? And her body? I mean, she had those boobies even at 16. Some girls have all the luck, you know.
Question one. What shampoo does she use?
When I first picked her up, that time in Alaska, it smelled like flowers. Sweet pea, mostly. at the mansion, she tried a few different ones. Sometimes flowery, sometimes citrus. But when we started, she noticed, you know, that I don't like the smelly ones. The one she has now is real mild, fresh, like her. She's real thoughtful that way.
Question 2. What are his favorite foods?
Steak. Bloody.
Question 3. Tell me about her parents.
Have I met her parents? If I ever meet those bastards, they'll have a claw up their ass so fast.
Question 4. What television shows does your spouse like to watch?
He pretends it's Top Gear, but when he thinks I'm not watching, he likes to watch reruns of Sanford and Son. And he hums the theme song when he thinks nobody's around.
Question 5. What color are your spouse's pajamas?
I'm sorry. I shouldn't giggle. I know. But we sleep naked.
To conclude this interview, where do you see yourselves in 10 years?
With Marie. For as long as she wants me.